Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Adulting. I'm sure I'm behind the times. I only heard about this term in the last few days when a person I know, a 50-something, said she didn't want to adult anymore. The top definition in the Urban Dictionary, and by the way, I can't believe I had to look this word up, is, as of July 2018, to carry out the one or more of the duties and responsibilities expected of fully developed individuals, such as paying off that credit card debt, settling a beef, or blasting social media, etc. And then it goes on, exclusively used by those who adult less than 50% of the time. For instance, I was going to buy a sack of Blue Dream, but I finally got all my oil changed instead, period. Adulting. A second definition in the same site is to do grown-up things and hold responsibilities such as a 9-to-5 job, a mortgage, rent, or a car payment, or anything else that makes one think of grown-ups. Used in a sentence such as, Jane is adulting quite well today as she's on time for work promptly at 8 a.m. and appears well-groomed. I understand that everyone likes a vacation from duties once in a while. I don't understand avoiding adult responsibility habitually. I especially do not understand it in the context of the Christian community. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The Bible says of both John the Baptist and then of Jesus, in Luke chapter 1, verse 80, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. And then in Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The point is to grow up, to gain wisdom, and to put away childish things. I can't help but think, but the person who isn't happy with their life is the person most likely to train their children to avoid adulting. The competent adult who charges into life, handles the difficulties of life with Christian grace, and looks forward to an abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of God, will raise children to do the very same.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it would be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.